You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and perfect gift comes from the Father who I...
Hello, hello, hello. Just doing a couple of checks to make sure that I am connected.
Hello, hello, hello.
And I am.
Just doing a couple of checks to make sure.
Amen. So it looks like I'm connected again. I don't know, got disconnected from Blog Talk, but it's all good. We could continue on. This is Friday Night Joy. I'm Reverend Ray. Amen. We're going to continue on our series, That God Is. And this is from the song, You Are a Waymaker, a Miracle Worker, a Promise Keeper. This part of it is called The Light in the Darkness. So we can talk about light in the darkness, you know, and we thank God for all that he's doing in our lives. Amen. So the first thing first, before we get started, let's go ahead and let you know what we got going on. We got the His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work of Reverend Pat Randall is every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy is the first, the second, and the fourth Friday of the month. That's usually me. Sometimes I have guests on, like a Reverend Robin or somebody like that. Amen. The Bread of Life is the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change for Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcast are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. In fact, there's a broadcast this Monday. Amen. This Monday makes the first Monday in May. Okay. The Bold and the Beautiful, Reverend Norina Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwain is every third Monday of the month. Marriage Takeover, the Rider One with Pastor Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray, Antonio, Tyrone, Cleophas, and Brother Elston there is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. A weekly midday glory prayer with Reverend Gwen Destin, amen, is every Wednesday at 1 p.m., amen. And it's a free conference call number, amen. And we're so excited to have her. She's been doing this for a while. The telephone number for that number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. Matters of the House Singing Ministry, amen, is every third Friday at 7 p.m. And then the newest broadcast is Spirit Nuggets of Truth. That's on the second and fourth Monday, amen, at 8 p.m. So we're excited about both of those, amen. We're excited about both of them. Let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, we come to thank you, to give you glory, to magnify your name, for truly you are worthy to be praised, God. There is none like you in all the earth, God. When we search the world, when we look into the heavens, even to the lowest part, God, we know that there you are. So we will give you the glory. We give this broadcast, and you come and have your way, God. You set the atmosphere. We need you. We can't do this without your Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen. So I wanted to go ahead and continue to talk about the series that we had been working on off and on, dealing with the song called Waymaker, amen. And the song is, You Are a Waymaker, a Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. My God, that's who you are. And next time we're going to work on, that's who you are. Yeah. But tonight we're going to talk about light in the darkness. I encourage you to go back and listen to some of the series. This would be part four tonight of it. I didn't put that in the notes and everything, but this is part four of light in the darkness. Amen. So let's just go ahead and get started, man. I'm excited about this word. You know, I'm excited about knowing that Jesus Christ is our light. You know, he's our light in our darkness. You know, there is nothing that can be hid from him. He's the one that will show us the way. You know, when there's darkness, we see a light and we are able to follow the light. You know, it's nothing worse than walking in a dark room and can't see anything and stuff. Nothing worse than that, but the best thing possible is to be able to have turn the light on and see everything. You know, you can see the good and the bad. You can see everything. Everything is exposed in the midst of lightness, you know. In darkness, things are hidden. You can't see everything. Even if the light is dim or there's a shadow, there's a possibility you might not be able to see anything. But when Jesus shines the light, everything changes. I'm reminded, and this may be a little gross, but I remember growing up as a kid, and unfortunately we lived in the project. Fortunately, because it wasn't a bad thing, but lived in the project, and we had roaches. For those that know what I'm talking about, we had roaches, and during the day you won't see none, but when you cut that light out, man, and go to cut off everything, go to bed, and then you're fine. They're thinking about the roaches, but as soon as you go back into the kitchen or another room, you cut the light on, you see them scurrying. Going all different places, man. There was something about the light that when it came on, the roaches scattered, man. So that's what we were. That's not probably a good example. But the point is just that you know, whatever's in darkness, whatever disgusting thing that takes place in darkness, it was the light that's going to shine on it. But whatever's done in the dark will come to light. Eventually, it will come to light individually. So we do things that's in the dark. It will be shown, you know. We'll be exposed, you know. Where we, you know, we'll be naked, so for all the world to see and everything. So that's why it pays us and encourages us to stay focused on the things of God and look to the hills of which comes our help and everything, and allow Him to remove those things that's in us that's not like Him, that's dark, that's contrary to Him, contrary to Him. Allow Him to sanctify us holy, you know, and not try to sanctify ourselves, because we do it, we always mess it up. But allow God to do it. Say, God, you take away the desire, you take away the smell, you take away the taste, God, you take away the flesh part of it, Lord Jesus, to the point that I'm willing to do anything. I'm willing to sacrifice for you and to worship you in spirit and in truth. You know, in spirit and in truth. You know, some of us, I mean, and we're going to get to the scripture, and some of us at times have been in places where, and I ain't talking about everybody, this is some, but we've been in places that we preach one thing, but our lives don't reflect what we preach, you know, and because we have not been exposed, so we continue in this thing. And I believe that's what God is doing today in this day and time that we live in. He is beginning to expose some of us. Some of us need exposed to be exposed so that we have the option to repent. You know, it's not to destroy you or to kill you, but it's to so that you may repent. Now, others may judge you because of the stronghold or the darkness that you may be in, but God only wants you to repent, you know. He wants you to repent and come back unto Him. He said that He's married to the backsliders. Light in the darkness, exposure, you know, will expose things that's in your life, you know. It will expose things, not necessarily for anybody else to see, but for you to realize how much that we need God, that we can't do this journey by ourselves, how much we need the Holy Spirit, how much we need Jesus. We cannot do it on our own. It's not by any righteousness that we are, but it's by through the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ that we are able, y'all, that He can look at us and say, that's my son or that's my daughter. That's why the light is very important. I want to, first scripture I want to read. I'm not sure we have time to get through all of them, but let's go ahead and start reading. First scripture is coming from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. And I like this scripture. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Right off the bat, let you know who created what, you know. From our perspective, a lot of science was involved, but God created it, okay? A lot of science was involved, okay? It said, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. It said, darkness was upon the face of the earth, man. It said, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. He said, let there be light, and there was light. When God speaks, actions, things come into existence. When God speaks, when the Holy Spirit speaks, it happens. There's no wait period. There's no stacking. There is no, it's going to come to pass when he speaks. And maybe not in our sense or our timing, but in his timing, when he speaks, it's done. So again, I'm going to read this. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. You know, let there be light, and there was light. You know, and that's so true for us too, that God speaks into us in our dark places and says, let there be, and there be. Let there be light, and there be light. Let there be deliverance, and there's deliverance. And nothing the enemy could have done at that time, way back in during the creation, and even now in our life, he would have been able to do to stop that, let there be. Nothing he would have been able to say would stop that, let there be. Oh, man. no amount of demonic forces, all the demonic forces there is to know that he would say could not stop God's let there be. Let me move on. Okay, and it says, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. You realize that when God do something, he will divide what was light and was dark, was right and was wrong. He will divide the safe from the weak. He is the divider of those things, that what is wicked and what is good. He knows what is good and what is not. He knows all those things. He observes all those things. He is omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He sees everything. He don't miss nothing. You think you're hiding, or we think that we're hiding from this earth, but we're not. We've been exposed constantly. But we want to get to the point that God said, let there be light, and it begin to expose us, not to the point where it creates shame or damnation, but an opportunity to repent and to get right with God, an opportunity to yield to him and say, yes, Lord, I'm sorry. An opportunity to go to the throne of grace, an opportunity to go behind the veil and present myself before him, you know, and know that my holiness is because of Jesus Christ. My holiness, your holiness, is because of Jesus Christ. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now I'm going to go ahead and go to 2 Samuel chapter 22. Amen. It says, for thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. Samuel was saying, look, thou art my light. Thou art my lamp. And thou will lighten my darkness. How awesome is that? No matter where we go, no matter who we are, no matter whether we're rich and poor, if we know Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, he becomes our lamp. We're walking light. We're walking light. There's when people look at us, they don't see any darkness. They see the light. And when people are drawn to the light, you know, and stuff like that, most of us, all things are drawn to the light. Anything that brights up, we're drawn to. We want to know what it is. Why is it so bright? I don't care what it is. We need light or light in this world to be able to survive. We can survive in a dark world all the time. There has to be a huge percentage of light in our days and stuff like that. We need that. We need the sun and everything. We need the moon. We need light in our life, you know. We need light in our life, amen. It says, in verse 30, it says, for by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. And as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God, save the Lord? See, we're going to use that scripture next week. Who is God, save the Lord? God is my strength and power. He maketh my way perfect. Why? Because he is light. I can't mess up with God on my side. I can't mess up. The flesh might yield and the flesh might give in. But for my spiritual side, I can't mess up, y'all. As long as I keep him focused, and in fact, if I keep him focused and keep him in front of me, he will always lead you. He will always guide us to the perfect truth. Because it says his ways is perfect. He will always lead us in that perfect way. Why? Because he is perfect. We're the one that get distracted. We're the one that Jesus, you see Jesus walk, like Peter, see Jesus walking on the water. And then Peter looked at the Lord, if it be thee, bid me come. And the dog, he said, well, where it come? And Peter started walking on the water. And last he was focused on the calm and focused on Jesus. He was fine. But when he looked down, he began to sink. He said, Lord, save me. Lord, save me, you know, we're the ones that do that and stuff like that. But our thing is, our task now, especially here in 22, with all that's going on in the world, is to make sure our testimony is sure and continue to follow after the things of God. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right, you know, but see, continue to look forward, continue to look straight. Don't give in, don't give out, but continue to look straight. Our task today now, you know, with all that's going on all around us and stuff like that, is not to be distracted. You know, there's some darkness trying to distract you out of the light. Doctors do this. Doctors will try to distract you from what God has already ordained you or called you to be. Doctors will try to take you away out of here and focus on something that God don't want you to focus on. He wants you to focus continually on him. It says, but verse 32 says, for who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. Let's play the verse. This is, again, I'm reading for 2 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 34 says, he maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet do not slip. So that my feet do not slip. All because of the lightness. All because of the light. The great light. The light of God. Jesus Christ. And all because of that. That our feet can't slip. In fact, the scriptures of my feet become even bigger. You know, I'm sure-footed there. And I know that I won't fall because my feet and butt is bigger and everything, and my way is lit. I can't slip. I can't stumble because I'm focusing on the light. I'm focusing on the things of God. I'm letting him order my steps. I'm letting him direct my path. I'm focusing on him. I'm focusing on him. Amen. Let me read on. Okay. He said, thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet do not slip. And Isaiah chapter 5, verses 19-21, it says, that says, I let him make speed and hasten his work that we might see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come that he might know it. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. And there's a lot of that going on right now in our world system. They don't care what country. There's a lot of people calling evil good and what's good evil. There's a lot of that. They said, woe unto them. They put darkness for light. They switched it and did the switcheroo. Instead of using light to light your path, they're trying to use darkness to light. Put darkness for light. You can't see in the dark. And they dishing it out and stuff like that. In other words, they put it out so that like that you're blind and don't even know that you're blind. You're in the darkness and don't even know that we're in the darkness and everything. Because darkness has become our new light. That's the opposite of everything that God says. That's the complete opposite of who God is. That's opposite, but that's what the enemy does. He counterfeits that which is God, and so that it's the opposite, because it can't be the same. It can be maybe an imitation, but it's usually the opposite. If there's good, there's evil, you know. And then, you know, if there's deliverance, then there's bondage. It's always the opposite. God doesn't operate the way the man thinks or the system of the devil and them things. He doesn't operate like that. He's just the opposite. But here, again, they said they put darkness for light, okay, and light for darkness. They do the old switcheroo. And we as believers have to be careful about what we see and what we hear and what we read and who word we sit under and stuff like that. Because if we don't study the Bible for ourselves and then to know him for ourselves, we can get misled with some stuff. We can get misled with some serious teaching that is completely false according to the will of God, according to the gospel, according to the word of God. We can. We can end up following someone's opinion versus following what the word of God says itself. Okay? Following someone's opinion versus, so with the word of God, I was talking to someone that is going through seminary school, and she was sharing with some different things with their thought process, that you need a seminary degree to preach and all that kind of stuff. You know, you need to have some biblical, and I'm not knocking any of those things. I don't think those things are good, okay? But mainly what you need is you need the Holy Spirit. You need to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because the scripture said that he would give you the words to say. Okay, then studying and learning more and everything and all those things, how the gospel works, it's a good thing. You know, you want to know about the history and how it came about and what book came first. Okay, nobody should. Those are good things to know. And if all those things are good things to know, you know, of what was going on when Paul was right, was he in prison or was he dead? All those things are good to know and everything. But my task has always been, how would that convert somebody or convert you? How would that make an impact? Now, let me be able to preach Christ. Let me be able to preach the resurrection of Christ, and that he died. He was born to die on the cross for our sins, to forgive us so that we might have a relationship with the Father, you know, so that we might be able to walk in the cool of the garden with him. Again, that relationship, you know, all those things are good to know. But my focus is getting people to know Jesus Christ as the Lord. I can't save him. You can't save him, but God can. And Jesus can. And he's with us. That he died for the sins of the whole world. He didn't leave nobody out. That means that, but those who are talking about looking at color of people, somebody's skin, that means that was black, white, oriental, Asian, rather. I think that's a more better term now. Asian, you know, Muslim. He died for all of that. All of us. He didn't leave no one else on the cross. He thought about for all the world, then and then there to come, for thousands of years and for whatever years we got left on this earth, you know, that whoever believe and trust him might not perish but have everlasting life. Who will receive them that will believe in our heart and confess with them? The Bible said the same should be saved. All of us, we have the right. We have an opportunity to turn our lives over to Christ. All of the world, all of it. You know, all of it. No matter where you are, no matter how rich you are, no matter how poor you are, no matter how much education you got, whether, no matter whether you finished school or you didn't, you did not finish school. There is a light that is going out into the world and is going forth shining and looking for men to seek after them. Jesus said, behold, I knock on the door. He's knocking on your door right now. He's knocking on all of us door. You to come and sit with him and eat with him and sit up at his table, a feast that he has prepared, a feast like none other that will be a blessing to you. It's time now. It's time. Amen. It's time. Let me read on. Amen. Amen. This is coming from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2. It said, the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the shadow of death, upon them have the light shine. Talking about Jesus. We've seen a great light, man. You know, for those that we have walked in darkness all of our life, and then, but when Jesus came through, we saw a great light. We were accepting Jesus Christ, or you accepted Jesus. There was a great light that happened. In fact, in some cases, when we accept Christ and stuff, that the Holy Spirit was so strong on us and stuff. You know what I'm talking about in the beginning, that we lit up. The people said, oh, they look so bright. You know, they look lighter than normal and stuff like that. You know, there was a glow about them and stuff like that. Even when the Holy Spirit began to fall and minister to us, there in many cases, there have been a glow that takes me. People look at us like, oh, you're bright. Just like they did this. Just like the church of Israel couldn't look on Moses. Moses had to put a veil on because Moses was so bright. He had been in the presence of God. He had been in the presence of God. We still have that opportunity. We still have that chance to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit, to be in the presence of God, to walk in the presence of him and stuff like that. We know at this point in time, we can't see God because the scripture says the inner man see God as he is, they would truly die. But the Holy Spirit revealed. Moses had to see God's backside to see the glory of the Lord. to see the glory of the Lord. But with the Holy Spirit is indwelling in us in everything. And it will lead us and guide us to those things that are true. Okay, it says, for us, unto, it goes on to say, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of the government and the peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. The zeal, the desire of the Lord of hosts, the desire of God, talking about Jesus coming on the scene. But before that, Jesus came on the scene. This was something that was being prophesied, that was being talked about. No doubt, I can imagine those old elder prophets and elders, and if they were groaning, and even creation groaning for the coming of Jesus Christ. Now, this is also taking place, but it's still taking place because the light didn't change. The light of Christ has not gone out. In fact, it has intensified. It intensified to the point where it reached all the lands and everything. It intensified to the point that people now know that there is a bomb in Gilead. There is a healer. There is a deliverer. There is one that loved them so much that he was willing to die on the cross for them. There is one that loved them so much that he is willing to die on the cross for them. People have begun to realize, even those that have been atheists or those that have been Muslim, are beginning to understand. God is beginning to hear somebody talking about some Muslim that God has begun to give them dreams of his son, Lord Jesus Christ. And they receive that. You know, they receive that God is doing a wake-up call and everything throughout the world. Yeah, there's wars. There's rumors of wars. Yes, there's pestilence. Yes, there's storms. There's great earthquakes. Yes, there's travesty. There's people dying left and right. Yeah, but even in the midst of all that chaos, the glory of the Lord is being revealed. You know, the things that God is doing more so forever are greater. You know, are greater than those things that are evil that's in the world and stuff. But the world professes his own thing, you know. But God shines the light on those things. God is the light. You know, God shines the light on all those things, you know. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 16, it says, the people were set in darkness saw a great light, and to them were set in the region and the shadow of death. Light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He's still saying the same thing, repent. I don't know where you're from right now. I don't know what country you're from. I don't know what state of mind you're in. I don't know whether you, it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or you're a Democrat. I don't know who you're following and everything like that. I don't know whether you into what kind of witchcraft spirit, but repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. But Jesus is soon to come. His arms are stretched wide open. His light is so bright. It's something that you can't even really see his face and everything, because the glory of the Lord is upon him. And he's walking, you know, and knocking on doors and said, let me in and come and sit with him and stuff like that. He's walking and he's talking to many of us. So don't continue in the path that you're going, because the way, the path, the direction you're going is full of darkness, and you will fall, and you will be hurt, and you will be damaged. But if you come unto me, that all he laden with burdens and heavy laden, he said, I will give you rest. So there's an outcry that's going out into the spirit world. There's an outcry that's going out within the world. Yeah, we know that things are happening and stuff like that, but we're living in the world, but we're not of the world. In fact, we're ambassadors for Christ, but we have an opportunity as ambassadors of Christ to show them a more excellent way, which is in Jesus Christ. We have an opportunity to do that. In Luke chapter 1, verses 7, 9, and 8, it says, John the Baptist prophesied by Zacharias to give light to them that sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. And the child grew wax and strong in the spirit, and was in the desert to the day of the showing of unto Israel. Talking about John the Baptist. He had a purpose. His purpose was to give light to them that sit in darkness. There were people, literally, can you imagine sitting in darkness? in the shadow and sitting in the shadow of death to guide our feet into a way of peace. Who's peace? Jesus, the coming Christ, the living Savior, you know, the Son of the Living Christ was the peace, you know, a greater light. You know, they was being directed to and everything. They have been sitting in darkness for so long and everything. And there's some of us that are still sitting in darkness and looking for answers, you know, whether it be TV, whether it be fleshly desires or whatever. But I got an answer for you. Come, let me show you a more excellent way. Let me show you the gospel of Jesus Christ that love you unconditionally. Let me show you how he suffered on the cross for you and everything over thousands and thousands of years ago. Let me show you what he'll do for you. Let me be a testimony to you of how he brought me from. Let me let you hear some other people testify how the healing takes place, deliverance takes place, how breakthrough takes place. Let me show you some things about my Jesus Christ. And then I actually try him. That old song says, I try God, and he's all right. You know, he's all right. In John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all these things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him was life, and the light shining in darkness, and the darkness comprehended the night. And not. The darkness looked at it, didn't know what it is. You know, the darkness of this world don't know, can't comprehend it. They can't get their mind. That's what the logic, and I think the comprehensive thing about the mindset of being a dark, you can't understand those things that were spiritual. You can't understand. You know, Nicodemus was a learned man, and he couldn't understand that Jesus said, except, you know, being born, he couldn't accept it. He couldn't receive that. And so the darkness, you know, he had to be shown the light. You know, he had to be showing the light. It's a very fast, again, said the light shining in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You know, with this, nothing but just follow after light, follow after the things of Christ. Will you comprehend? Because the more you follow after the things, things will begin to fall, the scales will begin to fall from your eyes. You begin to get more revelation knowledge of who he is. Things will begin to drop in your spirit. You begin to have dreams and vision of his purpose and the plans that he has for you. You begin to see things from a whole different perspective that you never ever thought or saw before. You begin to be like that. You begin to look at things like that. And then as you begin to move further into the things of Christ, you begin to even praise him and worship him more because you realize who he is, that there is none like him in all the earth. You begin to worship and praise him because you realize that he has brought you through many trials and many tribulations. He has spared your life time after time after time again. He did that all for his glory. You begin to understand that. You begin to look at those things and say, God, I thank you, and I love you, and I just want to please you. You begin to do those things. Amen. It says that, and like the doctor, okay, John chapter 8, verse 12 says, then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Shall have the light of life, y'all. That's what we have. We have the light of life. I mean, in John chapter 12, starting at verse 35 and 36, it said, then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. He's talking about himself. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whether he go. We don't know where we're going. Amen. 36 says, while ye have light, believe in the light. In other words, trust in the light, that ye may be the children of the light. These things make Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. Yeah, because he did hide himself from them. Walk in the light. Believe in the light. Trust God and know that, God, you are safe in the light. You get out of life, you're not safe beyond the scope of the protection that God has for you. But stay in the light. Stay in Christ. You know, this I was thinking earlier about what to teach, and I'm thinking about This is a season and time that we need to stay and connected with Christ. This is not a time to be backsliding or to be giving up the ghost or to go down to the city to find meat and give up while you're there, end up giving up the ghost. This is not a season or a time for that. There's too much stuff that's going on all around us, and we don't know the hour or the day that Christ will return, but you need to be able to be said, like, to have oil in our lamp so that we will continue to hold on and to stand. So that we would continue to hold on and to stand. It says that verse 4, chapter 12, verse 44 says that Jesus Christ has said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. 5, and he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. A light unto this world, that whosoever believe on me should not abide in darkness. And if a man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me and received not my words has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same judge him in the last days. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment which I shall say. And what I should speak. You know what Jesus is saying? I ain't doing nothing on my own. Everything I'm doing because I'm doing what the Father said. We should be the same way. Don't we shouldn't be doing nothing on our own. Everything that we do, I don't care how small it may be, it should be because the Father said. He said, fit reference, I know that his commandment is life everlasting. And whosoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. In other words, I'm only speaking to the ones the Father told me to speak to. Right? The Father didn't tell me to speak to you, and you're in attendance. You're not going to understand what I'm saying. You're not going to get this because it ain't for you. And it ain't for you and stuff like that because you're set in your ways and stuff. You know, you're set into the ways. I always say that when we speak to people, we need to speak spirit to spirit. You can't speak spirit to flesh because flesh would never understand it. Flesh will not understand it. Flesh will try to reason it and logic it together. Flesh will try to find loopholes in it and all that kind of stuff. You know, flesh will look at you like you're crazy, like you done lost your mind. But spirit is spirit. In 1 Thessalonians, I think I'm almost done. It's the last one. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 4, starting in verse 4, it said, but ye brethren are not in darkness, that day shall overtake us as a thief. You are the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not in the night, nor are the darkness. He's talking about the coming of the Lord, and the second coming of the Lord. He said, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. All these things are places in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and the love for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but obtained salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Even as also ye do. Edifying one another. This is not a season for sleeping. This is for sleeping one eye open, one eye. Yeah, we're in spiritual warfare right now, and we need to be walking in the light of Jesus Christ. You know, we need to be exposed to the light of God. We need to be exposed to it constantly, bombardment, because if the light is not there, darkness is surely right there. It's waiting for you to mess up. It's waiting for you to let your guard down. It's waiting for you to let your guard down. But for us, we got to remain focused. We got to remain focused. We got to continue to believe and trust that God got us no matter what. No matter what, y'all. That God got us. Amen. So I'm done. I mean, I am so done. Amen. But I bless God for the word, man. Yeah. He said, you are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That's my God, that is who you are. And next time around, we're going to talk about that's who you are. Who is God? Who is God? You know, who is this God that we serve? We know the scripture says that he's the great I am and everything. But we want to get deep into that, man. We want to get deep into that, you know. We want to continue just to bless his name and to worship him and everything, because God is good, man. God is good. He's so good. He's so good. We can trust him. We can trust him. You know, we know that he got us no matter what. Amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray on out. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the blessing. Thank you for knowing, God, that you're the light in the midst of our darkness. That you, the one, Lord Jesus, has led us unto you. That you, the one, Lord God, has called us by name before the foundation of earth. While we were yet in our mother's womb, you knew everything there was to know about us. You knew our every prayer. You knew our ups and our downs. You knew our failures. You knew our joy, our sadness, our tears. You knew everything. So we thank you today, Lord Jesus, not because we are so righteous, but God, that because our name is written in the book of life. We thank you today, Lord Jesus, that you had mercy on us even when we didn't have mercy on ourselves. We'll forever give you all the praise and all the glory and to magnify your name. We thank you for those that be listening to this broadcast. We pray a special prayer for them, God. You know everything that they're facing in their life. You know everything that they're going through, Lord Jesus, and we'll forever give you all the praise and the glory. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. And amen and amen. God bless you. And God bless you. Yeah, we'll see you next time. Thank you for joining. Don't forget Bread of Life on Sunday, first Sunday. And don't forget Apostle Shirley with Lifeline on Monday coming up. Amen. God bless you.